This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Steve Wyche, NFL Network chief, national reporter, co-host, game day preview, that is. And everything he does, Mike, he's on point. Steve, it's good to have you back on the show, man. We're just kind of following this, all this news today. Trade demands from receivers, guys retiring. I mean, it's an exciting time right now in the league, and this is what makes the offseason so special. I want to start, Steve, with the Falcons, because I know with your history of covering this team and having been here in Atlanta, everybody's talking about this Cousins thing like it's just going to get resolved. What do you think ultimately happens?
Well, I think ultimately he's not on the roster. Because he has trade value. Look, the financial implications are what they are. He's going to get paid from the Falcons, whether he's on the roster or they're paying him to play for someone else, much like Denver did last year when Russell Wilson was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right? I think, because if you cut him, your cap implications are still not great. So try to get some value for him. And, you know, don't have him as your backup. I mean, again, it could be great if Michael Penix gets hurt. You have Kirk Cousins as your backup. You could try and, you know, play that card twice in reverse like they did last year. But you can get value for him. Right now they have, what, no third-round picks? And I don't think they have a fourth-round pick. Right? Get value for him what you can and while you can. And plus with Matthew Stafford going back to L.A., things like that, Cousins is going to be one of the most valuable options you can have if you're another team needing a quarterback. So I think the Falcons will trade him because they will be able to get some decent compensation.
But what are we going to get? I mean, our thinking was, talking to some other capologists, was that they're just going to cut him because you don't want him in the building for the obvious reasons of the weirdness that has occurred since, you know, the season ended in the Super Bowl comments. And then the fact that, you know, you don't have to, another team says, you know, we pay all his freight. You can just, you know, pull your own Russell Wilson kind of deal like the Steelers had last year.
Yeah, I mean, but again, you can get trade value for him because there's going to be a market. There's going to be multiple teams that would probably prefer a Kirk Cousins over a Jameis Winston. You see what I'm saying? So right. I think there will be some competition. Yeah, you cut him. That's one thing. You know, you know, then it's open season. But, right. You know, you can trade him. I think there will be a trade partner out there that says, you know what, we'll give you a fourth or fifth rounder or maybe a future for him right now. So they will be able to get something back.
Steve, while we're talking quarterbacks, the Sam Darnold situation got interesting when the Vikings said, we're not going to franchise tag him. And look, I thought it was interesting for them to make that decision. Obviously, they drafted J.J. McCarthy, but where do you think he ultimately ends up? Because you talk about the market for Kirk Cousins. I mean, Sam Darnold is considered to be, what, the top free agent now at age 27?
Exactly. That's my point with Kirk Cousins. Are you going to pay Sam Darnold $40 million a year, or are you going to make a trade for a fourth or fifth-round pick for Kirk Cousins? What would you do? Yeah. I'll put that back on your trade.
Got you.
So that's what I'm saying. So I think Sam Darnold ends up back. He could end up back in Minnesota. I think Minnesota will be, look, we'll pay you up to a point. Is that a three-year, $100 million guarantee, you know, a $50 million guarantee deal that they can get out of after a year? Maybe. But I don't think they're going to pay him, you know, crazy money. They're not going to give him a Baker Mayfield type of deal. You know, I don't see that coming. So they'll say, look, go test the market, see what it is, get back to us. You know, or maybe he'll preemptively sign a one-year, $40 million deal up in Minnesota if they want to pay that much, because they've got J.J. McCarthy to come in. They've got that option. And if I'm the Vikings, I just don't pay a ton of money to him, because I think Kevin O'Connell is a great enough coach and quarterback developer where if J.J. McCarthy is healthy, you just roll with him.
Right. Steve Weiss from NFL Network with us. Is the market or the perception of Aaron Rodgers going to be so soft now that he's going to have a hard time getting a job, or someone's going to give him a one-year deal?
I think he'll get a one-year deal, but I don't think – it's got to be a certain team, right? As Pat Riley used to say back in the day, it's got to be a team that can absorb him, which means it can't be a team like the Raiders, right? Their locker room is just not strong enough to absorb him. We saw that with the Jets, where they couldn't absorb him. He came in and dominated everything, who he wanted on the team. He dominated headlines. He's on Pat McAfee. Like, I don't think there's any team that's going to allow that to happen. So who's got a strong enough locker room that needs a quarterback that could absorb him? We'll see who that team is. But it's not going to be this valiant market for him just because of the attention that he brings. And if your locker room, coach-wise, veteran leadership-wise, is not strong enough to that, then we saw what could happen. So I think it's going to be a very, very small market, but there'll be a team that'll give him a shot.
Steve Weiss joining us, NFL Network chief national reporter, guys, also co-host Game Day Preview. Steve, at least I'm hearing this, and I don't know if I believe it. Like, Myles Garrett doesn't have any leverage. You know, he wants out. They offered him an extension. He was like, no, thank you. And there are some people who believe, like, Cleveland is going to hold, you know, stay pat and not trade him. I don't believe that. I think they are going to be forced to trade him. But what do you think happens here? Because this is also one of the big moves we're watching as free agency gets underway next week and you know, the trade market opens up, really.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have to hold fast and say they're not going to trade him just to see if somebody comes up with a first-round pick. Right? If you might be like, hey, we're open to trading him, yeah, you can get some bidding going, but you might not – you might not get the bid you get unless you play your cards like the way they're playing him. I do not think he ends up back there because he ultimately do have the leverage, and that's just not playing. Like, you can forsake the money.
Right.
But he's made a good chunk of change already. So that part's up to him.
Steve,
right. So, yeah, he's not Hassan Reddick. He's not going to be the Hassan Reddick situation where they're like, whatever, you can hold out for as long as you want. This is Myles Garrett. And if somebody all of a sudden comes up and says, hey, we'll give you a front-end second-rounder, okay, maybe think about it. So I don't think he plays. If he's steadfast in saying he does not want to go back there, I think he's the type of dude who will hold firm to that.
It is a Steve Weiss from NFL Network, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Tom Brady, I mean, how much juice does he have right now with the Raiders as far as, you know, the input, calling the shots? And what is their strategy? And do you think there's a chance Shador Sanders could wind up with the Raiders?
I didn't hear the back part of your question, Mike.
Any chance that Shador Sanders, because his relationship with Brady, but will the chips fall where the Raiders actually wind up with Shador Sanders?
I think they very well could. To answer the first part of your question, I don't think Tom Brady's walking in the building every day saying, hey, Pete Carroll, here's what we need to do. Right. I think if Pete wants to solicit advice from Tom, or if Mark Davis, the owner, wants to solicit advice for Tom, he's there to offer it. But I don't think he's in there trying to bully the personnel department, or Pete Carroll, into making decisions. Now, in terms of Shador, I actually think that'd be a good fit because we know Pete Carroll, he's going to run the football. He's not going to demand too much out of his quarterback, and he's going to let the best player earn the spot. We saw that when Russell Wilson earned his job as a third-round pick. So I think if he doesn't go higher, I don't know if the Raiders would necessarily trade up to get Shador, but the relationship he has with Brady and the fact of what Pete Carroll probably wants to do with that offense, with Chip Kelly there, I think Shador would be a great fit.
Steve, what's your take on the whole Shador hate that's happening, or at least it seemed perceived hate at the combine with, you know, oh, I don't know if he's one of the best quarterbacks and all this nonsense we're hearing. Is that directed at his dad?
Some of it probably could be. Some of it could be, you know, Shador, you know, when he plays well, he flashes the jewelry, you know, the watch and all that stuff. And some of it could be like maybe he's not Justin Herbert in terms of the way he can just throw the ball anywhere, you know, that he's not Joe Burrow with some of those qualities. But you know what? This is a guy who's won everywhere he's been. He's played quarterback his whole life. He knows how to play the position. He doesn't make mistakes. And, you know, it's just interesting. I think a lot of the hate does have to go to the flamboyance, whether it's for Deion or whether it's for him. And everyone just kind of wants, hey, we want that good old guy. We want that good old All-American dude who's just not going to try to grab the headlines and just play football. There's absolutely some of that involved. Because they sure as hell, I'll tell you this, because right now you're seeing a whole lot of people trying to move other people up the board.
Right.
And every day it's a different guy. Well, he looked good at the – there's some of that going on.
I just think, Steve, the same knuckleheads that are throwing shade at Sanders, the same guys who are pumping up Mitchell Trubisky or Zach Wilson. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think the agendas are at play and some of that old school thinking, which is a bit jive. But I think it's a new world. New world we're living in college as well. Steve Weiss is with us. What about the Cowboys? We were talking earlier. Carl was mentioning all the money they freed up from restructuring CeeDee Lamb and Dak. And we know what that's like here in Atlanta with Matt. Sometimes you got to pay the piper. But can Jerry fix this thing this year?
Well, he can try. Look, part of this is to pay Micah Parsons, but they've got to do something. They've got to fix their offensive line. You know, Zach Martin retired, but he was hurt for part of last year. Brock Hoffman played pretty well. They've got to get some things. They re-signed the D-tackle. Nice contract for him. But, you know, they've got to get some playmakers in there. They've got to do some things at wide receiver. They've got to maybe address the running game in the draft. The one thing we've seen with the Cowboys is when we're hyping them up and expecting them to do something is when they fall flat. And when they're kind of laying in the weeds and not drawing a ton of attention is when they tend to play well. That has not resulted in a conference championship appearance or a Super Bowl. So I don't know what the expectations necessarily are, but I don't think we can discount the Cowboys, you know, from making some type of run. But they've got to get some playmakers in there. That has been shown year after year.
What the Bengals are attempting to do, is it going to work? We know the Dolphins did it. They didn't win a playoff game. And I'm talking about paying both wideouts, right? They franchise T. Higgins. They're going to pay Ja'Marr Chase. I know Joe Burrow's all about it, and he's willing to restructure whatever he needs to do to help that. But is that the way, you know, is that the way you get this done? Because the only team that's won it, and they're constructed differently with allowing your wideouts to make $20-plus million, Steve, is the Eagles.
Yep. You know, and you know, you're seeing the Lions are doing it to some degree, but you got to draft well on defense, and they haven't. Right. That's it. And Sam Hubbard, the defensive end, is a really good player. He just retired today. So, you know, you're seeing a team like the Lions. I'll use them as an example, or the Eagles. They've pumped a ton of money into their offense, but they've nailed it in the draft on defense.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran, and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, both of those teams, and then they've augmented with some affordable free agents on defense. But the Eagles, look, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean last year, two rookies in the secondary, changed their whole secondary.
Right.
And that's something with the Bengals they've missed. You know, they've drafted several players on defense the past couple of years who have not amounted to what they had hoped for. So if they go with both of these receivers, which surprises me, I'm kind of surprised that they franchised Higgins. You know, then they've got a new DC. They must have some faith that things are going to change on that side of the ball, because to pay that much on offense, you've got to have a defense that can substantiate it with young players who are not on those big contracts.
Steve Weishman, great job as always. We appreciate you stopping by. I know you're busy. We'll be following everything that's going on with you and watching you as well, brother. Thank you so much.
Always good, guys. Take care.